Well, hello and welcome to Local Matters. Today we're talking about educational matters and we have a special guest, Grant Swallows, the principal of White County High School. Grant, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Well, it's great to have you back. I was going to say welcome back. We did this a year ago or so, and it is really good to see you again.
Well, it's always great to see you and talk with you in about one of my favorite topics, I guess.
So, well, that's good. I think you know a little bit about White County and education and all kinds of things. So, but some of our listeners may not know you very well. So tell everybody a little bit about where you grew up and how you got to where you are today.
Upper Cumberland guy. I grew up in Livingston and Overton County and grew up in a family of educators. My father was a teacher and moved into school counseling as a guidance counselor. My mother was a teacher. She ended up as a supervisor and in the county and food nutrition supervision. And so grew up there and went to Livingston Academy, graduated from there in the 90s, ended up getting the opportunity to attend Tennessee Tech and received my degree there, played some sports
played
there.
Played a little football
played a
while
little
you
football
were there.
There
and some other...
And I played a little baseball there while I was there and then got the opportunity once I finished and graduated from there to go into education myself. I started teaching back at my alma mater in Livingston. Spent 3 years there doing that, coaching football, coaching baseball. Got the opportunity after 5 years there to go back to Tennessee Tech and work there and in the athletics department, actually in the development world as well. And got 3 years of great experience there before getting the opportunity to get back into local education. I've been the principal in White County for, this is my ninth year.
Wow.
So it's hard for me to believe.
Yeah, it doesn't seem possible. You've been there 9 years.
Yeah. So I tell people that I've beaten the national average for high school principals, so everything's just gravy at this point. So they may get rid of me tomorrow. I'm not sure, but
you never know. Well, tell us about White County High School. What's happening?
Well, we've just finished the first semester. We're on block scheduling, which for that for those people that are listening, block is we have four blocks that are 80 minutes long. That's a credit, and the students will do that in the first semester for 90 days, and then at Christmas we will break to the second semester where students will rotate to their second semester for new 80-minute classes, which are also credit-bearing. So students have the opportunity to get 8 credits in their school year. And so it's a new kind of a step back and look and say, okay, we've got those 4 credits out of the way. We're going to move on to the next ones. And it's good for our students to be able to have a little bit of variety and also be able to change to maybe some new teachers. Sometimes teachers enjoy getting a new crop of students. Sometimes they want their old ones. But so we are 2 days into that cycle now and trying to get settled once again with new schedules. We know we're a little unique. We have 3 buildings on our campus. We're fortunate in that. So students are trying to learn those new routines, and it's never easy for them to change. Yeah. Adults are worse.
But I think
kids,
you're right.
But kids are trying to learn new routines and where they go and trying to make sure that they are getting to class on time and doing all those things. So we were very fortunate in December to have the governor visit our campus. And,
wow.
Yeah, he came December
the
16th.
He looked at the mechatronics program. I know.
He
I remember seeing a picture on that.
He did. He actually spent about 45 minutes, and again, we're a little unique. We have 3 buildings on our campus, what we call the Career Academy, which is an old Food Lion building that was in the front of our campus. They went out of business. The building sat vacant for a couple of years, and our school board and appreciate their vision in this, purchased that, repurposed it, and we have some laboratory space in there for mechatronics. We also have health science in there. We have we have our STEM program in there, and so the governor is very serious about what you know is what we call career and technical education. Most people will know that as vocational education, basically training a new group of workers for industry, and so he wanted to come see that, and we were able to show him those programs along with our broadcasting program that we have there that's done a fantastic job He got to see that. One of our students got to interview him, which was really neat for the student. And I was just very impressed by the governor. He came in and he really, you know, you get in those situations a lot of time. It's just, you know, a photo op and a handshake. And
yeah.
While he did those things, he talked to us for a minute. He was nice to the adults, but he really wanted to get in there and talk to those kids.
And so, he's got a deep commitment to students and particularly to vocational and and technical education.
I was very impressed with that. Again, you know, you don't know what to expect in that situation, but he, one of the pictures that I took was actually him. I mean, he's just leaning over one of the kids and they're in their STEM and they're trying to program that robot and he's watching and asking questions and one of the kids couldn't get one thing to go, and it felt like 15 minutes that we were waiting. I mean, it was probably only 15 seconds, and the kid finally was able to get it going. And so it was just really neat to see him interact with them. We actually have an alternative education program in that Career Academy as well. It's kind of a last chance effort for students that have maybe through life circumstances or whatever's going on, you know, they need a second chance.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't slated to go in there, but when he saw that and he saw the program and saw what was going on, he said, I want to go in here, but I don't want people to follow me in here. I want to go in here. I don't want cameras. I'm just going to go in and I'm going to talk to these students. And so I was very impressed with him. We were very, very happy that he was able to come visit us. We feel like we are offering some great programs trying to help, you know, not only those students, we're trying to help our community.
Yeah.
We're trying to build
absolutely.
That next generation of workers that we hope are going to stay in White County that are going to really hopefully take us to the next generation. Mechatronics is that really, it's that area where their industry is just saying, we don't have enough qualified individuals.
Right.
We need them.
And you all have done some great leaps with Mechatronics. You've got a good program.
We do. TCAT Livingston has really been instrumental in helping us get that. They received a grant that helped us purchase some equipment where students are, you know, are on our campus getting high school credit, but they're also banking hours toward being able to go on to a TCAT. There is now an agreement between TCAT and Motlow, so they could leave us, go to TCAT, go on to Motlow, and hopefully we can extend that partnership on to a four-year university or however that all plays out. But we really feel good about what we're doing. We feel that we are giving students the opportunity to get exposed to something that they wouldn't normally be exposed to in White County. And so being able to give them that chance and hopefully teach them what they need to know to be successful. And then the biggest thing is opening their eyes to what they have, what's out there to them. They don't know what's there.
Yeah, and, absolutely,
you know,
right.
In mechatronics, they could graduate and go on and immediately leave high school and probably be earning a very, very good wage.
A really good wage. Yeah. That's one of the values of it. And it's good life training.
Absolutely.
Wherever they go.
Absolutely.
So this is Local Matters. We are talking to Grant Swallows. And Grant, you mentioned block scheduling. So mm-hmm. How does the career technical education fit into block scheduling? Same framework?
Very much benefits it, I believe. I think if we tried to go away from block, I believe our CTE teachers would revolt on us because you have 80 minutes.
Yeah.
In a lab-type setting, you can call it lab, you can call it shop, you can call it whatever, it gives them a chance to instruct and then go to the lab or the shop and actually have hands-on learning. I'm not saying you can't do that in a traditional schedule, but you have 40 or 50 minutes or 60 minutes, you're really getting in there and you get to the shop and you just barely get started and then you're having to wrap up.
Yeah.
And so that is really beneficial. It's also beneficial. We have a very a good work-based learning program where we're sending kids out actually into the job force. We have great partners in White County, and actually Stonecom has been one of our partners as well. Putnam County, we've got some partners there to where we're sending students to the work environment,
right.
And they're working. And we benefit from block scheduling that way as well, because if you had 60 minutes, again, by the time they travel somewhere, get there,
right.
You know, get ready, and I mean, you're going to be there 20 or 30 minutes, yes. And have to come back.
Yeah.
I know schools double block that, you know, to make that work. So work-based learning, I'm not saying that, that the block schedule is the only place that that can work. It just seems to work for us better that way. Lots of different opportunities out there or options, but we feel that that 80-minute is not too long, but it's long enough. And so it's been good. We've actually studied several different things. I know Cookeville High School has done, they went away from block. They're right. doing a more traditional schedule now, which I know works well for them. We've studied a couple of different things, but we just feel like this fits us best, and we've stayed with it.
Are there any particular kinds of classes you think that work better than others in block schedule?
Well, I think your lab classes, your science, your lab, you know, I don't know that your English classes probably benefit the most from there, because you know, you've got to really break up that
yeah.
content.
A little tough to do Chaucer for that
right.
long.
And so, you know, it still works, because there are activities that you can do in and around that. We've been on that so long now, I'm not sure our teachers would know what to do if we went from 80 minutes down. The traditional block is a 90-minute block, but we in Tennessee, there's a program, it's RTI squared, which is response to intervention. And so that has caused us to implement a small block, which is 40 minutes. So we have 4 80-minute blocks and 1 40-minute block.
How about that?
Where we give that 40-minute block gives us an opportunity to intervene with kids that are behind or struggling. We're able to offer reading intervention, math intervention. And then on top of that, we're able to give students that maybe need to be pushed a little bit. We offer an AP block. During that, an AP course during that. So it gives students the opportunity to excel, hopefully, where they haven't gotten that opportunity before. So it really works for us. We feel really good about our schedule. One of the things that I like in that second block is a class we call Jobs for TN, which every student in our school, in our sophomore, our 10th grade, rotates through every CTE program that we have. So they spend 13 days in every one of those. Now, here's where it comes in. You know, gentlemen say, well, I don't want to go to cosmetology. I'm not going to do that. Well, it's not that they're going in there and doing those things. They're seeing what's out there in the job field for
right.
that. And that's been
absolutely
monumental for
right.
them.
Yeah.
Because the kids are seeing, oh, I didn't really know that job was out there.
Yeah.
And so as a sophomore in high school, they're getting exposed to all those areas. And so we really, you asked me the original question is what benefits. CTE really benefits from that. Our science, our labs and all those, you know, math is tough to do for 80 minutes too, but right. it also gives them an opportunity to focus on a skill and then drill that skill for however long
yeah.
that they have. It cuts down a little bit on homework. And so, you know, we feel like it works. I'm sure that there are people that don't feel like it works, but it works for us.
Well, good. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Grant Swallows, the principal of White County High School. We're going to take a very quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
We are back. We have been talking to Grant Swallows, the principal of White County High School, about block scheduling and about Governor Lee's recent visit. That's quite an honor to the school to have him come down and look yeah. at your programs.
He had actually had to cancel on us a time before, but we were just thrilled that he was able to make the time. And Senator Bailey and Representative Cheryl were able to come with him. And actually, it was funny. Governor Lee walked into one classroom, and Senator Bailey and Representative Cheryl actually both have sons at White County High School who happen to be in that same class sitting right beside each other. And I said, well, you would have thought we planned it that way, yeah. But we really didn't. The governor spent some time with us, and it was a great day for us.
Well, that's great. Well, how many students do you have in the school now?
Just under 1,200. That goes ebbs and flows.
Yes.
And we'll probably be at 1,185 one day. And, you know, a couple months later, we may be. Typically at Christmas, you'll see some movement, whether that's family movement or whatever. We also graduate some seniors early. That they can graduate in seven semesters by giving them an opportunity at 8 credits every year. If they'll take advantage and do what they're supposed to do, they could typically graduate in 3.5 years. And so we have some students that take advantage of that. We try to limit that to students that need that.
Sure.
Some are ready.
Sure.
Know, some are ready to go on to college. Some are ready to go on to the workforce.
Yep.
Life circumstances have happened, and they just need, you know, they fulfilled their requirements,
right.
And they're ready to go.
Yep.
So we lose 25, 30, maybe 40 to 50 in some years at Christmas. So that changes that capacity a little bit. But we're going to be pretty close to that number. I just can't imagine that we're going to grow any more than that. And I don't think we'll go any under that. I think it'll be interesting. You know, we always hear rumors that Putnam County is going to build a high school on this side or on the White County side,
right.
Of, I'm not announcing that. Nobody needs to get that in their mind that that's actually happening.
We hear those, Jerry Boyd.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
We hear those rumors.
I
think that would be the only way that I could see that might change our enrollment. But we've been pretty stagnant in that in the 9 years that I've been there. And I know before then, so I don't see a whole lot of movement.
So pretty stable environment for planning. Anyway.
It is. You know, one high school in White County is reasonable. We only have one middle school, so I don't see us ever going to two in White County.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. And so we have 50 acres right there in the middle of Sparta. We're going to be there.
You've got a great campus.
Right.
There's no question that works well.
Yeah.
Well, what about the students today? What kind of challenges do you see them facing that are maybe different than you faced, maybe similar to what you and I faced?
You know, we've talked about a lot of jobs that, you know, the job world and the workforce is just different than it was even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just a different environment. Students deal with lots of different things. You know, one of the things that we try to preach and has been our focus this year has been pursuing excellence in everything that we do simply because, you know, we want to be great in the classroom. We're there to teach them, but students today are facing so many different challenges. We've got to prepare them for life outside of school. And they're inundated with cell phones and technology and social media and all the things that go on that we face that are just different than what we had to deal with 10 years ago. And so we've got to teach them how to deal with that. And so if you see, even in the strategic plan for the Tennessee Department of Education, everything you see now is educating the whole child, whether it's academically, emotionally. We've got to prepare students to be able to handle issues that they're presented with that we've never faced.
Right.
They can't turn it off. You know, when we went to school, if there was somebody giving us a hard time, basically when we left the school,
it
ended.
And now it follows you.
It never stops.
Yeah.
And so that's why we see emotional issues being the things that students are having to deal with. And I mean, adults are having to deal with.
Yes.
It just never stops.
Yeah.
We've never been more connected. So we're trying to work through that, trying to equip those students to be able to handle that and to be able to, you know, sit down face to face and resolve conflicts. It's just something that we don't deal with anymore. We do it with our thumbs.
We do.
You know,
yeah.
and on phones. And so, you know, kids are dealing with things. They're resilient as, you know, that's the thing that keeps me going. A lot of times somebody asked me if I was ready to go back to school. And I said, well, I'm ready for the kids to come back. I'm not necessarily sure I'm ready for the adults to come back.
Yeah.
Because kids are why we do what we do.
Right.
You know, they're when I'm having a tough day, I can't wait to get in. I try to make myself go sit in a classroom.
Yeah, because just go outside and meet some of the students.
Go sit in the classroom and watch what they do on a daily basis. And they make it better for us. And so proud of we've got great students in White County. Not that we don't have great adults in White County. That's more of a joke than it is anything. But we've got great students that they're dealing with a lot, but I think they're being resilient and hopefully we're preparing them for their next step in life. Wherever that is, whether it be university or college or TCAT or community college or going straight into the workforce, we want them to be prepared for
that. And they will be the citizens that lead White County in the future.
You know, I went to a professional development and in-service opportunity, and it was from just a rural county like ours. And the first slide on there was the town square, and the windows were boarded up. And he said, the guy that was giving the presentation, he said, this is why I do what I do. This is our town square. We're not going to be able to function if we don't create people that are going to come back to our county and open up businesses where these are.
Absolutely.
And that's what I told our teachers, tried to focus on. It doesn't matter what we're teaching them. We want to teach them, and we've got to teach them. We have standards that have to be taught, but we're creating the generation for tomorrow. We're modeling for them what that looks like. And so it's not only do teachers teach out of a book, they're teaching with what they do every day. And so education is one of the most, highest callings in my opinion. And I try to instill that into our students and our teachers as much as we can.
Well, good. Well, I agree with you. It is a high calling. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Grant Swallows, principal of White County High School. Grant, you've mentioned teachers, and teacher shortages across the nation are becoming a challenge for principals and school boards and everyone else. What do you think can turn that around?
Well, I think we've got to do a better job. Education, we don't do a great job of highlighting the positives. We let people create the narrative for us, and unfortunately, a lot of times the narrative is the good gossip coming out of the high school or the schools. And so we've got to do a better job of making sure that people understand what the good things that we are doing in our school buildings. I think that will help. I think our legislature, our state legislature, and our governor is committed to making education better. I think pay is getting better. I've seen it get better over the time that I've been a principal. Still not going to make any millionaires in education, but that's okay. You're dealing with just like we said, a higher calling.
Yep.
And so I think we've got to do a good job of that. We've got to make sure that we are preparing teachers. I think that's the biggest issue is they went to university, got a degree. They thought it was going to be one way, and then they get in there and we turn them loose and say, here's your classroom. Here's your key. All right, go to work. And it's not anything like they thought it was.
A lot of difference between theory and practice.
It is. And so we have to do a better job as schools is taking them under our wing and preparing them for what those first days and months are going to look like. And I know we've got a great partnership with Tennessee Tech and the education department there and trying to, bridge that gap.
Yes.
They're asking us what do you need, and we're being able to say to them, and they're taking that and running it with it. And so I think that will help us. I don't see a shortage as much in certain areas as I do as math. We need math teachers. We need special education teachers. We need people that can do that. Right. We need people that are qualified that want to do that, that can go get that degree. It's a real shortage in those areas. But people ask me all the time, why do you do an education? I'll go back to what I said before we started talking about this. Get in there and get around those kids. You'll catch the bug.
Yeah.
And that's what I hope people will see is, we have a teacher shortage because they're scared of it. Don't be scared of it.
It's a great life.
Absolutely.
But there are challenges.
There
are,
absolutely.
As there are in any kind of work.
And I won't lie about that. But the advantages far outweigh those challenges.
Right. And there are job openings in every county.
Absolutely.
So it's a good field to get into.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking to Grant Swallows, the the principal of White County High School. And Grant, it's been an honor to have you on the program. Thanks for all you do.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I love spending time with you.
Well, that's great. It's great seeing you again.
Yeah. Thank you.